Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Hey, Arlene.
Yeah.
On the show, Richard and Kelly, Stereophonics.
My favourite.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello, chap.
But she's gone all flirty already.
I can't help myself.
Can't beat a bit of flirting, can you? Even if you can't even see each other.
We were just talking about you guys, and I think over the years, we have probably interviewed you more than any other artist.
Yeah.
Every now and again,
we do like to work.
Nearly 20 years now, isn't it, that you've been going?
So it's 20 years next year we were signed, yeah.
Is it true that Richard Branson phoned your house, Kelly, to speak to you personally, to offer you your contract, and your mum picked up the phone and said, who's calling?
Yes.
And he said, it's Richard Branson, said, yeah, right, and just hung up.
Well, the phone rang and he said, can I speak to Kelly, Richard or Stuart? Like we all lived in the same house, like with the monkeys or something. And my mother said, well, he's not you, who's this? And he said, it's Richard Branson. And she said, yeah, right, and I'm Elizabeth Taylor. And she hung up.
That's fantastic.
But luckily,
he called back.
So what we thought we'd do today, because we've interviewed you so many times over the years, and frankly, we've used up all our questions, haven't we, about all the songs and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
really.
So we thought you could ask Arlene some questions today.
All right, OK.
All right, so you can interview Arlene for a change. So what you got?
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, Arlene?
I check my phone. I know it's a shameful thing to do.
What's the last thing you do before you go to bed at night, darling?
I check my alarm because I have to get up at 10 past 4. On my phone.
Right.
I have to get up at 10 past 4, so I make
now,
sure.
Now, Arlene, where is this leading? There's a link, you know. You're using your phone too much, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah. I know it's quite sad.
You've got a problem.
What's the bit you do after you play with your phone in the morning?
I then just go and do the usual in the bathroom. I freshen up and I get ready for the day ahead.
Then she comes to work.
Yeah.
Then she comes to work.
To face a barrage of questions from you guys.
I could have started with what are you wearing and all that, couldn't I?
No, that would have just been creepy. Come on, guys.
Go and run yourself a hot bath or something like that.
They're not very good at this, are they?
No, you see, you think this interviewing lark's easy, boys, right?
It's not, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
What's the capital of Poland?
That's Warsaw.
Well done.
Thanks.
Well done. I'm glad you knew the answer.
Stereophonics, I Want to Get Lost With You. The new album is coming out in September, isn't it, boys?
Yes. What's it called, Arlene? What's our new album
called? Keep the Village Alive.
And what's the new single called again?
The single's called I Want to Get Lost With You, which is exactly what I want to do, actually.
Yeah. We could get lost on the up-and-coming tour. Where would we be playing on that up-and-coming tour, Arlene?
Well,
where could we
go? We're playing on the 9th of December at the Glasgow Hydro. There you go.
Oh, well, yeah, we could get lost together there. We could get some chips and cheese.
Hey, Arlene, what's the first song going to be when the boys take to the stage that night on the 9th of December at the Hydro in Glasgow?
It's going to be I Want to Get Lost With You, maybe, or Dakota, perhaps.
It could be I Want to Get Lost With You. We were talking about opening with
that. I mean, start with a single. I think that's a good plan. And then maybe hit them with a classic.
She's got all the answers.
She has got all the answers. Arlene will be on the road with us now in a couple of months.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So when you go out on stage, would you always start with a new song because the excitement's already at fever pitch and then go into a big hit second? What would you do?
On a new record, you tend to start with something off the new album if you can. On the festivals of the weekend, I think we opened up with Vegas 2 times. It's different all the time, but, you know, we got like 9 albums to pick songs from and we just try to do as many of the big songs that people want to hear as we can. Alternate it every night, so we keep fresh doing it, really. So, yeah, but you can't get too clever with it all because at the end of the day, people are spending a lot of money and they want to have a good night out, so we try to give them a good time, you know.
But you're such a great live band. Can you be flexible? Can you think, oh, I don't feel it tonight. Let's switch things around. Can you do that?
We normally do about 23, 25 songs. You know, we can mix and match an handful of them. So we make a set list before we go on so the people who would put the lights on and off know what we're doing. Obviously, we'd be in the dark. Like, but... And they need to know where, you know, we used to have a lighting engineer, you know, and you'd open the fridge and the light be still off. He was pretty slow, but the one we got now is pretty good.
But you seem like such lovely guys, and we have had the great pleasure of meeting you a few times, and you seem so laid back. Is it the same sort of life, rock and roll lifestyle, or is it, you know, a nice cup of tea before you go on stage now?
I wish I could say it was a nice cup of tea before we go on stage, but we would be lying.
Do you ever drink every night?
You know,
it
let's not start.
Goes hand in hand.
It goes hand in hand with the Jew, but let's not start a rumour. You know, there's no. You know, we don't want a flood and we don't want a drought. We are a band that actually like each other, which is a rarity these days. So socially,
unlike that
like,
One Direction, eh?
Yeah. Well, they've had enough press. So we, you know, we like hanging out with each other, and we, you know, we have a little glass before we go on, and then a little more when we come off.
Yeah. And what's your tipple of choice, Richard?
For me, it's some sort of bourbon.
And what about you, Kelly?
I'm more white spirits. I prefer vodka. So I love a vodka.
So he's a cheap date then, Arlene.
Yeah. I'm a cheaper date. A glass of red wine to warm the old vocal cords.
Yeah. And do you do things like suck on a slice of ginger or anything like that?
Steady,
no, it's a proper question.
I didn't know where you were going with that then. No, I haven't sucked on a slice of ginger in a while. You know, I left an edit spot there. You can fill that in whatever you want later.
But it's true, ginger's good for the vocal cords, as is, you know, honey.
I tend
and lemon.
To put it in a cup of tea, though.
Do you?
I have been known to get some ginger. Ginger's always good because you can have the side, you can have the ginger before you cut it, put it on the side of your face and do a really good elephant man impression with it.
That never gets boring.
Every day you can do that in the dressing room.
Our favourite band, don't they, Arlene? We say that all the time.
Absolutely.
And it is genuinely true. Stereophonics
yes,
on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.